An electrostatic precipitator prototype has been shown effective in removing pathogens from the air in swine barns. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
As part of research funded by the Swine Health Information Center Wean to Harvest Biosecurity Research Program, in partnership with the Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research and Pork Checkoff, researchers with the Department of Mechanical Engineering at the University of Minnesota examined the effectiveness of a commercially available electrostatic precipitator prototype. Schick Associate Director Dr. Lisa Becton says the prototype uses ionized air to increase the weight of airborne particles so they drop out of the air and go to different collection plates.
This device filters air that comes into a barn and helps grab and drop larger particle sizes onto the collection plate with the intent of removing them from the air and potentially removing them from the air pigs could breathe. The device was effective at removing airborne particles, and the prototype was very similar to barns that are filtered with fibrous filters, such as the MERV 14 or 16. And so it did show increased effectiveness on particles greater than 1 micrometer, but those that were less than or a submicrometer size, that collection varied by temperature and was better in lower temps. But overall, the removal efficiency was around 99% or more. The costs that were involved were the cost of purchase, installation, operation, maintenance, and even replacement of the units. Ultimately, it did add about 25 cents to the cost of a wean pig versus filters. And so this was an increased cost above what filters cost. So therefore, future evaluation is to look at how to make this prototype potentially more economical to be able to have widespread adoption and use.
The full report on this study can be accessed through the Swine Health Information Center's November e-newsletter at swinehealth.org. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.